أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. In the previous ayats, the various groups that will be made from the time of mort already, either a person is going to Jannat and the highest places or the lower places of Jannat, or either, may Allah save us all, is going to Jahannam, into the boiling water and fire. So now how to bring that in our lives while we are living, that we go to Jannat and we get saved from Jahannam. So in this surah, Allah Ta'ala discusses, it's a Madani surah that was revealed in Medina Sharif, and Allah discusses the basics of deen, that we must see to it that we get our beliefs in order. Today in the name of Islam, lot of things are happening, and we must make sure that our beliefs are correct and that they become well embedded in our hearts, that our iman becomes strong also. Not only to know what is iman, and not only to accept it, but that it becomes strong in our hearts, it dominates our hearts. And then also about makarim akhlaq, our character must be good, and ahsan amal, our amal must also be good. Quality namazes, quality tilawat, zikr, etc. And then also that we should purify our hearts also. We shouldn't have jealousy, hatred for anyone, love of this dunya, etc. We should purify our hearts and infaq fi sabilillah, to spend in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The surah can be categorized in three basic things. The first and foremost is that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the creator of everything, and everything is fully in the control of Allah ta'ala. Secondly, that we should spend for the sake of Islam and deen, that Islam must be uplifted. That is, the deen must become alive. We shouldn't be hesitant to keep back our lives and our money. For the sake of Islam, we must be ready always, that we are prepared to sacrifice for Islam. And the third, the temporary nature of this world, that this world is just for a little while. It's not a thing to covet and to run after, but that we should strive for the akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala says, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah ki paaki bolta hai jo kuch hai aasmanon mein aur zameen mein. Whatever there is in the heavens and the earth, they are all expressing the tasbih of Allah, that how pure and how clean Allah is, that they are engaged in the zikr of Allah. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There isn't anything, but it is singing the praises of Allah Ta'ala, the purity of Allah, and the greatness and the great that only Allah Ta'ala is praiseworthy. We might not understand, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, but everything is engaged. Birds are singing all the time. It is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala which they are making. Whatever there is in the world, the trees, the wind when it blows, all that sound, every creation from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala to the surface of the earth, every creation, and man, Allah has given him intellect so that he should make even more zikr. But unfortunately, man uses his intellect just for the sake of this dunya, and just for the sake to satisfy his own nafs. Whereas man should be much more engaged in the dhikr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Otherwise all the other creation, they are engaged in the dhikr of Allah all the time. And why shouldn't it not be so? وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Or وَهِي هَي زَبَرْدَسْتْ حِكْمَةُ وَعَلَى. And that Allah ta'ala, he is the only one who is full of wisdom. From each and every side, Allah Ta'ala has got only wisdom, and all his work is based on this wisdom. The creation of the world, the termination of the world, the running of the affairs of the world, and he is Al-Aziz, the All-Powerful. Nobody can overpower Allah in any way whatsoever. All the forces of the world together cannot harm Allah in the least but whatsoever. So great and so strong is Allah Ta'ala. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. اسی کے لئے ہے راج آسمانوں کا اور زمین کا. Only to and solely and only to Allah belongs the sovereignty, the kingdom, the rulership of the heavens and the earth. And Allah alone is doing all this. And it belongs solely to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. This should make us realize how great Allah Ta'ala is. And this whole creation is nothing for Allah Ta'ala, and the running of the whole world's affairs at this very moment. How many aeroplanes are flying? How many trains are running? How many buses, roads are filled with different, according to different times, traffic jams in the, on all the streets? How many people are in hospitals? How many people are walking around, their hearts functioning, their lungs functioning? All this is directly done by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is fully in control of all this. And therefore we need Allah at every moment, every single second. And we should then be in the remembrance of Allah, sing the praises of Allah Ta'ala, and be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Yuhi wa yumeet, jilata hai aur marta hai. It is only Allah who gives life, and it is only Allah that gives death. Allah is the only one, when the child is in the womb of the stomach, that Allah put life in that child. And after about 4 months or so, for 5 months the child is living within the womb of the mother. And then in this world again, a person sometimes, many times we came across moments that we thought I was a goner. I just got saved by a couple of seconds. I just got saved by a couple of inches. Otherwise, what should have happened to me, my family? Oh, Allah is the one who gives life, when maut is not written. And maut also is only from Allah Ta'ala. Some people are suffering so terribly, but maut is not coming. Other people want to live, they are young, healthy, nothing wrong. Some people just fall down dead, or just one car accident, or one bullet shot, and they are dead. Others 10 bullets and the person didn't die. This is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah alone possesses life and death. That yaqeen must come. But we believe with our medicines, with our operations, my lifestyle, I make my life go longer, etc. No, it is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ اور وہ سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے. And Allah Ta'ala has power over everything. All what we see is a very minute thing of the greatness and the qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is even more greater than all this what we are. First of all, we must realize the existence of Allah. As Muslims, as believers, we accept Allah Ta'ala. But then we must realize how great Allah Ta'ala is. And then we have to be convinced in our hearts, the running of the affairs of the world, the trains running on schedule, aeroplanes moved, flying on schedule, this is all by Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly it seems we are doing it. Like you have hold your little child's hand and you walk, and you say the child feels, the child walked. It wasn't the child walking, you made it walk. Just like that, reality is Allah alone is the doer of everything. And all this is very minute compared to the qudrat which Allah still has got. Allah can do as He pleases. Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir. Wahi hai sabse pehla aur sabse pichla. Allah is the very first, and such a first that there is nothing before Allah Ta'ala. Allah has been since ever. We cannot fathom Allah Ta'ala. One judge, Akbar Allahabadi, says, "Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. Oh Allah, I believe with you in my heart. I know you, but I can't fathom you with my brains. I can't understand you. You are beyond it. You are wara'ul wara. And that I realize is your ma'rifat." So it is only Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala that was at a time when there was absolutely nothing else. Wal akhir, and Allah is the last such that nothing comes after Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is with since ever, Allah will be forever. The world will come to an end. Kullu man alayha faan. Everything, and there will be a period that nothing will be in existence. ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Only Allah Ta'ala will remain forever, and Allah Ta'ala at all times is there. So great is Allah Ta'ala. الظاهر والباطن, bahar or under, Allah Tubarak wa Ta'ala is outward also, is so zahir, is so clear. If a person just removes the cataract from his eyes of the heart, in everything he will see Allah Ta'ala. Whatever one morsel of food he puts in his mouth, he will realize from where all these things have come. And then his plate, where it came from. The dastarkhan, where it came from. The person who cooked the food, how much necessities that person has got. All this is only from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is very zahir wal batin. And Allah is that being that at the same time he is hidden also. He's so clear wherever you see. We look at Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you look within yourself? Who gave you these eyes? With whose power are the eyes looking? Who gave you your brains? Who gave you your muscles? Who gave you your lungs and your liver? Who is making it function properly all the time? So Allah is so clear. If a person can only see Allah, and this is what is necessary, we remove this, the parda, the veil from the hearts of the eyes of the heart, then we will see Allah. But at the same time, Allah is so hidden. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than your jugular vein. Then what your life is close to you, we are even more closer than that. But you can't see us. To zahir hai or to batin hai, to awwal, to akhir, tu hi hai, tu hi, ya ke asar tera. That, oh Allah, you are the only one that we see you with our eyes, and you are the first that has got no first before him, and you are the last that there is no last after Allah Ta'ala. You are everything, and we believe in you, oh Allah. In the previous ayat, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has got qudrat and power over every drop of water. Allah is directing that one drop of water, that one leaf, or that one speck of sand. Everything Allah Ta'ala is controlling it. Each and every speck of sand, Allah is in control. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Or وہ سب کچھ جانتا ہے. Allah knows everything. What is in your heart, Allah knows. What you are doing, Allah Ta'ala knows. What you are planning, Allah knows. Allah knows your history, what and what you have done. Everything Allah Ta'ala knows. What happened 1,000 years, Allah doesn't have to check in a textbook what happened 1,000 years ago. What is going to happen in the future, Allah doesn't have to open up the computer to check. Everything is present in front of Allah all the time. We cannot understand Allah. We cannot imagine how great Allah is, but we must believe in Allah Ta'ala. He has got these qualities, and we have to strive that we bring this iman on Allah as Allah Ta'ala is. How great a being Allah Ta'ala is. وآخر دعوانا.